Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Friends. Good afternoon. Mike Coates here with part two of Swing Time, broadcast on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. My playlist will include selections from trombone player Benny Green, Dave Brubeck, a big band led by Shorty Rogers with a rather unusual or surprising pianist. My opening strike was a combination of Johnny Hodges and Wild Bill Davis, who were responsible for the album Joe's Blues, from which the selection was taken. It was called Wings and Things. And on the track were Lawrence Brown trombone, Johnny Hodges alto, Wild Bill Davis organ, Grant Green played guitar, Richard Davis bass, and Grady Tate was the drummer. It was recorded in New Jersey on the 27th of July, 1965. Wings and Things. It's quite easy to overlook Dave Brubeck's contribution to jazz. With such popular recordings in the repertoire as Take Five, there is, I think, a tendency to ignore the vast volume of work which Brubeck laid down in his long recording career. Here, as a reminder, is an imaginative interpretation of an old Dixieland standard, often featured by Louis Armstrong. It's When It's Sleepy Time Down South, played by the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Paul Desmond alto, Dave Brubeck piano, Eugene Wright bass, and Joe Morello on drums. The recording was in New York City on the 10th of September 1959. When It's Sleepy Time Down South. Thank you. staying with West Coast jazzmen, a recording by Shorty Rogers and his Giants. A trumpet player who had spent much of his earlier years in the big bands of Woody Herman and Stan Kenton. But it wasn't until October 1951 that Shorty made his first recording under his own leadership. This was some 6 years after his debut recording with, of all people, Cozy Cole. Our Shorty Rogers track and his Giants today contains all the leading West Coast jazzmen of the day. And, oh yes, a pianist who we know in the UK under a different incarnation as Mr. Preview. Yes, it's Andre Previn. The track we're going to hear is called General Cluster, played by Shorty Rogers and his Giants, and along with Shorty Rogers on trumpet, we do hear some excellent piano from Andre Previn. This is one of Shorty's earliest recordings, General Cluster. The other eminent West Coasters with Shorty Rogers and Andre Previn on that track were Milt Bernhardt, trombone, Bud Shank, flute and alto, Bob Cooper, tenor and oboe, Jimmy Giuffre on baritone, Andre Previn, as I mentioned, on piano, Al Hendrickson guitar, excuse me, Curtis Counts bass and Shelly Mann on drums. That was recorded in Los Angeles on the 14th of June 1954. Now, this will make you laugh.
This will make you laugh. I stake my dreams on you. This will make you laugh. They never did come true. I took a chance on the one romance and vowed it couldn't miss. I should have known to never judge a heart by a kiss. This will make you laugh. I once believed in you, and for all my love, you didn't see it through. All the fools, I break the rules. I love you still, you see. This will make you laugh, but it's not funny to me.
This will make you laugh, a Cole Porter composition, played there by, of course, the Nat King Cole Trio, Nat King Cole Piano, Oscar Moore Guitar, and Wesley Prince on bass. And that dates back to a recording made in Chicago on the 14th of March 1941. As we are aware, eventually, the world of jazz lost a fine pianist, as we've just heard, to the world of popular music, when Nat King Cole concentrated on his vocal recordings. My classic jazz record today shows just how outstanding that pianist, Nat King Cole, was when he was in his jazz mode. From the very first Jazz at the Philharmonic concert in Los Angeles in 1944, the recording machines captured a remarkable exchange of musical ideas between Nat King Cole and guitarist Les Paul. The other musicians also played their part in this performance, and they were J.J. Johnston, trombone, Illinois Jacquette on tenor, also Jack McVeigh on tenor, Nat King Cole was the pianist, Les Paul, the guitar player, Johnny Miller played bass, and Lester Young's brother, Lee Young, was the drummer. It was recorded, as I say, at the very first Philharmonic concert at the Philharmonic Auditorium in Hollywood on the 2nd of July 1954. It's their idea of the blues.
Come on.
and to some extent Illinois Jacquet and Jack McVeigh, setting the tone for, well, at least the early Jazz at the Phil concerts. This is summertime. This is swing time. The Jazz, Swing and Blues Music Show, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here presenting the second hour of the show. Another blues now on the show, performed by Ella Fitzgerald. And Wild Bill Davis on organ supplies a second helping of his abilities. Ella here, unusually, we have presenting an entire album of blues performances, something I only think she did on this occasion. Along with Ella, there is Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Wild Bill Davis on organ, as I suggested, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Ozzie Johnson drums. This was recorded in the A&R Studios in New York, 28th, 29th October 1963. And we have a Leroy Carr composition, How Long Blues.
I went to the racetrack, my man he won, gave the money to another gal and wouldn't give me none. You don't know, you don't know my mind. You see me laughing, laughing just to keep from crying. I said to Papa, can you stand to see me cry? He said, gal, I can't stand to see you die. You don't know, you don't know my mind. You see me laughing, laughing just to keep from crying. He didn't want me, I wasn't good enough. I'm gonna get myself another man and call his bluff. You don't know, you don't know my mind. Cause when you see me laughing, just to keep from crying. I'm not good looking, I don't dress fine, but I'm the kind of woman who will take her time. You don't know, you don't know my mind. You see me laughing, laughing just to keep from crying. the grass is green and the mountains are blue. That's not telling what I'm thinking about you. You don't know. You don't know. Laughing just to keep from crying. I say you don't know. You never know. I say you don't know.
Ella, in blues mode. The Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band had a relatively short existence, but the concerts which they produced, and the recordings for that matter, all received particularly satisfactory critical acclaim. Here's one that they did at the Village Vanguard in New York City. The track is called Blueport.
Thank you.
Well, unfortunately, the musicians couldn't get started on Blueport. They were more excited about playing the next track down, which was Black Nightgown. And those musicians were Nick Travis, Clark Cherry, Don Ferraria on trumpets, with Bob Brookmeyer and Willie Dennis and Alan Ralph trombones, Gene Quill, clarinet and alto, Bob Donovan, alto, Jim Ryder on tenor, Gene Allen on tenor, and Jerry Mulligan on baritone, of course. The rhythm section were Bill Crow bass, and Mel Lewis was the drummer. Not on that track, but on other tracks on that album, Jerry Mulligan also plays piano. As I said, it was recorded in the Village Vanguard in New York City and was recorded on the 11th of December 1960. And I do believe that it was one of Jerry Mulligan's finest collaborations. Time, once again, to conclude Swing Time Matters for today. Mike Coates once again saying thank you for listening, and I know that my colleague John Yule echoes my sentiment in that direction. We hope to be here next week to enjoy further selections from our jazz libraries. And just to remind you, the show kicks off at 1 p.m. every Tuesday for 2 hours. We'll go out today on some hard bop with a tune title like Green's Scene. It's not difficult to assume that someone called Green is involved with this strike. The question is, which Green is it? Well, it's trombone playing Benny Green, who leads this group, with Johnny Griffin, the little giant, on tenor, Junior Mance piano, Larry Gale's bass, and Ben Riley on drums. And I might say that, as an aside, that Johnny Griffin thought that this particular rhythm section, Mance, Gales and Ben Riley, were the very best rhythm section that he, Johnny Griffin, ever played with. This was recorded in New York City on the 22nd of March 1961. The group was referred to as the Benny Green Quintet, and they play Green Scene.
Just keep sliding while we're riding, so relaxing while we're waxing. For Benny Green, the bluest cat that you have ever seen. While we're swinging and we're singing, keep on moving as we're grooving. For Benny Green, the bluest cat that you have ever seen. Thank you.